Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Doug Howard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Kern. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards third. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kern. Miller moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. There goes Miller. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Griffin scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans is hit by the pitch. Fisk moves to third. Carbo moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Two outs. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Howard reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bibby now pitching. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bibby. Miller moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to home. Hendrick throws the ball into Ashby, who tags Miller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardi moves to third. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Howard moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rick Jones now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Thomas now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillard bunts in front of the plate. Ashby fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Evans steals third. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Griffin scores. Miller moves all the way to home. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowenstein moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. Hendrick tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hendrick tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.